Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Did you hear that, Reed? I'm laughing because I've been on air for quite a few seconds, and I'm already kind of like giving the introduction when, boom, the show starts immediately. Well, it's a beautiful, what, Thursday? It's Thursday?
Yes.
This week is going on pretty fast. We've had a tremendous week. You know that I have so much gratitude with all the stories and the people that we have met during the progress of Ghost Trackers radio show. And by the way, folks of Blog Talk Radio and all the people there in the chat room, we're transmitting live also through Apache Radio Network. Well, we're going to say our good mornings to all the beautiful people of our indigenous community out there, okay? So, Ghost Trackers, people say, Tony, why Ghost Trackers on Apache Radio Network? Why? Well, because I'm the host. That was a quick way to answer that, right?
Yes, it was.
You know that the youngest, one of the youngest of paranormal investigators that we have met during our journey, and you know, it's not just a person that likes the paranormal, but it's someone that did a whole show with us. Melina Whitby was so nice, and she communicated with us through her mom's Facebook. And she was mentioning something about, as we were doing the show, and she was on the show with us, her dad, Tom Whitby, was taking video. And she said that three light anomalies were on film at this place called the Gaston Hotel in Arizona. Isn't that cool? You know what? I tell you something about that girl. She not only likes these things, but you remember the show? You heard the show yourself, right, Ree?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how well she described and she was saying everything as she was moving on from one place to another. She's a good writer too. She's gonna be a great writer, and she told me that she's in doing that. I don't know which story she's writing, but it will be cool to have her back on the show and to talk with her. And so expect our very good friend, Melina Whitby, as we talk more about like the stories that she writes and that. That'll be awesome. I look forward to that. And another good person, great person, Lisa Shackleford. Did you hear our show?
Yes, I did. It was a very good show.
So I have a quiz for you.
Oh, goodness.
I have a quiz for you. I said that something happened at a restaurant.
Yes, a shadow.
Oh, man, she's so good. You really are listening to the show. Well, for people that don't know, Rita is one of the voices of the chat room. Morning show, and by the way, I think that we already sent out the book, and we were talking about the book club. That book was already sent out, and we'll just have to work a little bit more on that. What do you think? I mean, I don't know. The book club it's a great idea. I know it's a great idea. Because it's going to keep me reading, it's going to keep us all reading, and it, you know, it brings good themes to the discussion. But isn't like it's almost like when you're watching a movie and you're sitting by next to somebody that's telling you everything that's going on at the same time you're watching it. Oh man, I remember one time I invited some friends over to watch a movie, and you know, I had the big screen going on and all that, and I didn't know I didn't know that amongst them there was one person that I had already saw the movie and was so like being a killjoy at the moment, like describing and saying everything. Oh, and the end, that person dies. It's, oh, come on, you know. I don't know. We're going to do that book club. It better not be not something like that. I don't want to be, you know, if you jump ahead one chapter more than I do, and you know, I don't know how that's going to happen. But
we'll have to set rules.
Of course we have to set rules. Did you remember when I had Rick Kieber on the interview? It's like we said, we don't want to give it all out to say all the secrets out there, but it'll be good. But it's like very close. That's very edgy. Very close to be so much like I'm gonna watch a movie and you saw it and you're gonna tell me, no way, it can't be.
No, that's terrible when people do that. My mother does that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what's going to... Okay, what guarantees me that you're not going to do the same?
Oh, I won't. I'll probably let more people say what they feel. Just don't tell exactly everything that's going on in the book. Just tell your feelings on the book and what you thought about it.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to try to attempt this. I would like to. Why? Because it's a good book. And a lot of people with the base, you know, with their lifestyle, and most of them don't, are not really reading. And
no.
Those who do, you know, maybe pick up the book every once in a while and maybe not go through it. So I think that it's a good motivation to go through and read the book. And that's why I mentioned Melina, because she's, you know, once she starts writing, and believe me that we'll encourage her to write so, because she said that she's writing. Once she starts writing, whether it's published or not, I would like to include her writing into the book club too. Okay. And not because she's 12 years old. I don't want to be spreading out saying, yeah, listen, I've already read the whole thing. No, I want everybody to read it. And then, you know, and of course, encourage.
Yes, but how is everyone going to read it?
Well, wait. Let the girl write it and give it to us. She's going to do it, I'm sure. She said, I am also an author. You know, she was very, very proud and... Wait till you'll meet her. You'll meet her. Thing is that where we were doing the show, but you didn't hear her on an interview. You just heard her on her paranormal investigating mode. But
yeah.
As a writer, and it's a good thing, you know what I want, and I mentioned she's been the youngest paranormal investigator to be on our show. Her family was there too. Okay. It's not that, oh, yeah, no. No, she was with her family, and her family was you know, brought her to the hotel so she could experience and do that and at least say that she was there and she heard the stories and she saw the places. So she wasn't expecting to be on the show like I had mentioned before. But I don't want the story to end there. She's a writer, too. So it'll be good if we're gonna start with Rick Kieber's book. Imagine we're gonna also read and share our thoughts with the manuscript of a 12-year-old, very talented one.
Yes.
So it's good that the kids, you know, are. Feel encouraged and supported by the adults with the things that they do, what kind of art, you know, anything. And since she receives the full support from her family, it's good. I already spoke with the French publishing company, saying that I want to introduce to them a very good perspective author. And who knows? since they're already working on children's book, it's a good thing that they will also pick up a manuscript from a young child, of course, with the approval of their parents. We spoke about this already, and I spoke with her dad, Tom Whitby, and told him that we're any way that we can support that dream, especially the one with the writing, because that's literature, and she's an excellent speaker also. So I dedicate this show today to our young friend Melina Whitby. It's Melina Whitby. Better not change that name. Better know that name well, because that little girl corrected me. It's not my name. Okay. There you go. She's going to be a good director, too. She has everything going on right now for her. So, Bisbee, Arizona has a very good Queen Mine Tour, okay? If any one of you guys would like to go to Bisbee, Arizona, and discover that little small town, it's beautiful, beautiful place. It's the place of the Copper Queen Hotel, okay? But it has these places has their good haunted stories to it, okay? But the Queen Mine Tours is open 7 days a week. Okay, and the number to call is 1-866-432-2071. That's a toll-free number, okay? It's 1-866-432-2071. And who knows? Since we're going on to all these cool places, we can maybe book something up and get a good price. So we do our show, we all be on tour, and we all meet and greet and have a good time together. That'll be good. But for those of you who like to check out the mining and that beautiful town, which is just like minutes away from Tombstone, okay, this is a good place to go and check out the Queen Mine Tour, okay? It's beautiful. Any questions?
No, thank you. Sounds very interesting.
You missed your opportunity to ask any questions right now, so I'll keep on going. Yes, it does. It does. It's open from 9 a.m. to 10:30, noon, 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., which are the tours. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tours going on. Very cool. Very cool. Very nice. But you're going to love the setting of Bisbee. The small town and the way it looks, the red brick, the walk, it's a nice place.
Oh, love it.
Beautiful temperature. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. You have a lot of snow over there right now, right?
We're buried.
You're buried.
Literally.
In snow.
Yes.
Wow. You know, I was in communication with my very good friend in Calgary. They say that it feels like spring. And it feels like spring over here, too. It's like all the cold, the weather has been condensed in the Northeast.
Yes, I think it has. I watch the weather and stuff, and I see out your way, it's beautiful. I'm like, oh, I need to be there. Here, this morning, it was -7.
-7. Wow, that's -7. So, good places to visit, and we're on the road, like I mentioned. So, I'm like most of the people, like the tourist that pick up the brochure and that. Pack up your sandwiches, make your road trip little lunches, and it's going to be very good. There's in the month of February, from February 14, 15, and 16, Tombstone commemorates their unique heritage. They have activities, street reenactments, entertainment, hangings. Oh, wow, hangings and all that. Sponsored by Tombstone, TombstoneVigilance.com. I'm giving you some dates, okay? This is the 67th Annual Vigilant Day. It's on February. It's celebrated on, starts February 14, 15, and 16. And now that I mentioned February 14th, that's what, Valentine's?
Yes, it is.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody out there. We're very close to it. Of course, I'm going to repeat that again. But there's a lot of things going on February 14th, because over here in Isleta, their Sur Pueblo Reservation and Socorro Entertainment Center, the great Jerry Lee Lewis and Chubby Checker will be playing in concert. Did you hear that? Jerry Lee Lewis and Chubby Checker will be playing in concert.
I'd love to see them.
Great Balls of Fire. You imagine? You've got it. These are shows that you have to see. These are music legends. These are music legends. I know that we have also, like, I know that Quiet Riot is also going to be playing. But it's like, when I saw the poster, I was looking for a Quiet Riot. At least a Quiet Riot that I know of. Jeez. So, I don't know. There's one that looks so much like Frank Benelli. And I'm thinking, well, if it's him, there's only like one member. Where's Rudy Sarso? Where's Carlos Cavazo? I know that Kevin Dubrow passed away. Rest in peace. But I was looking for the rest. And I don't know. They look so different right now. Quiet Riot. Well, imagine. Everybody looks different right now. The years go by, not in vain. It's not like we're spraying our face with vitamin E.
Age does people, that in.
You know that, yes, I know that age, you know, does leave its mark, but there's some people that I've always admire that like the actress Sophia Loren, Raquel Welch.
Facelifts and Botox.
Are you sure?
Most every single one has it.
Wait a minute. But you know when it's Botox and the facelift. Mention to me one facelift that looks natural.
I think Tom Cruise had one.
Tom Cruise?
I think Tom Cruise. Yes, I think he had one. I think I read something about that.
Tom Cruise?
I think
really?
So.
Really, Tom Cruise?
Not positive, but I could swear I read something that he had something done, yes. But a lot of them have. Look at, what is that lady's name that talks a lot and she had her talk show? She just passed away not long ago.
Joan Rivers?
Yes, she had tons of them.
And you call that natural?
Well, her first one, you could not really tell.
Well, first one,
the
second
one,
and third. Wait a minute. There's some things that you do with your face that doesn't look natural. And she even joked about it. In one commercial,
oh,
I remember she was like talking and this, and she stops and says, "Am I smiling?" Like, she couldn't even feel her face.
Well, that was Botox. When you get Botox, you can't feel, you can't smile. You're not supposed to make any kind of emotion for a while.
And you do a talk show. Oh, my God. Joan Rivers, God bless you. And she do a talk show. They don't, that doesn't look natural. That doesn't,
no, the Botox
it looks,
does
it,
not.
It hurts
no.
when you look at somebody that has, like, that is going through that. It hurts because you kind of like mimic things that you see, and then you feel like, you know, a smile, and when your eyes are squinty, you kind of like do it. You unconsciously you do, but that doesn't look natural. But anyway, will you do something like that?
No, not Botox. No, facelift. No. I wouldn't
wait
watch
a minute.
It. I think
that
of it.
No, wait. Botox, no face lick? No. You will do something like that. It doesn't look natural.
No, I would never have the money to be able to do anything like that.
Look at the, you know, and the thing is, and it, please, I've seen of the men that have gone through that, they don't look natural at all. In fact, one face that really changed a lot, is the, I don't know the name of the singer of the Dead or Alive. Did you see what he did to his face?
No, I'm not up with the band and members.
You don't remember the band, right?
No.
Dead or Alive?
Never heard of them, really.
Rita, you were in a time capsule. Dead or Alive sang the song, You Spin Me Round. You spin me right round,
baby. Oh, okay, I know that song. You got to remember,
okay.
I lived a sheltered life growing up.
Okay, you know the song probably because you might have seen the video, right?
Yes, I've seen the video, and I've heard the song
on
radio.
Okay, that person from the video, the way he looks today is so different that you will not believe it, okay? I don't know if he intended to look that way, but people in search of that beauty, of that physical beauty, really go through hell when they do these kind of things to their faces. And I don't care how much money they have, but if they have good money to do that, that's auto-sabotage right there on their own physical image. Because there's one, Kenny Rogers. I remember,
yeah.
Kenny Rogers. When I see him now, I'm thinking, oh, it looks like now his face is settling back to the way it's supposed to be. You know, skin stretches, but it won't stay like that forever. And it doesn't look natural. It's almost looked like you have a woman's stocking in front of on your face. And you know how it looks when you have a woman's... Have you ever seen those people that the thieves?
Yes. With the
they put the woman's
on.
Stocking in their face and their nose gets all flatted and all that stuff. That's what it looks... You guys look like that. Don't do that to your faces. I know that plastic surgeon, I said, why are you giving these kind of advice to people? We eat too. How are we going to keep our mansions? Destroying people's faces?
Look
at
how
Pamela
many have
Anderson.
Gone wrong.
Of course. They a lot of them, but they don't look natural. How are you going to sing if you're a singer and your tone of voice was always of any type of tone, and now since you do your plastic surgery, you're like in a falsetto or something like that. You change the whole tone of your voice, too. I think
Oh, yes. Well, the craziest plastic surgery spot is the butt implants. I can't get over people getting those. Yes, I can't get over it. I think that is wrong.
A butt implant?
Yes. A lot of people get them. Jennifer Lopez had one. And after
a while, she had it removed.
Wait, whoa.
I remember I have a friend, now that you mentioned that said
mm-hmm.
something about the Brazil. Brazilian butts are all fake. I don't believe that. Now, you said that Jennifer Lopez had one? Is that true?
Yes,
or
Jennifer Lopez had a butt implant. And there's more female singers and actresses getting butt implants. You know, she had that, and then if you look carefully at her videos and everything, you see her one day with, a butt. And then the next day she has a smaller one. Well, later.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that she reduced?
She had it removed, yes.
Well, that means that it was real. If she had it removed, she...
She had butt implants. They get these butt implants, and they have them put in. You have to Google that. other actresses. My daughter, my youngest daughter, even told me an actress or a singer that she knows of is getting butt implants or already had them. Because they think, you know, having the bigger butt at that time is in, so they want it. But then later on, it either causes problems or something happens, and they have it removed.
You know, I don't know. It's like white people will do with something like that, like a butt implant, something that, okay, can't
to
touch
make
it.
Your butt bigger.
To make friends with. Oh, come on. Okay. So, I don't know how we went from the Queen Mind tours, the Bisbees, to talking about butt implants, but this is the way sometimes the show goes on. Places to go and places to, you know, good food to eat. Right on. I had this chile relleno. That's the way they call it here in Spanish. And have you ever had one of those things? You like Mexican food?
Love Mexican food, but I have not eaten a lot of it, no.
Oh, now that you mentioned that you're not eating a lot of it, remember the challenge that you said yes to?
Yes,
the Chapulines challenge.
And it's got to be fresh, and I cannot see antennas or little eyes looking at me.
How can you even tell, you know, if something has got to be fresh and you've never even seen it before?
Oh,
and you
no,
Google
I've never
it?
Seen it? No, that one I have not. No.
Okay, let me refresh the people. I said about a challenge to our friend Rita about eating, you know, saying, I said, I'll eat anything, but then you have to eat chapulines. Chapulines is a very typical indigenous food that it comes from Mexico, and it is like like little tiny grasshoppers. And you eat them up in a tackle. It's not like just one, because one won't do nothing. It's a whole bunch of them. And it, for me personally, that I've tasted it, it tastes delicious. So are you up to foods that you've never eaten before? Just let me know what kind of foods there are out there. We spoke about the concha meat. We spoke about concha. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Concha meat?
I think so, yes.
I did
look that up.
You Google everything, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, concha meat, we went to a restaurant here that specializes in Caribbean cuisines, and I walked inside one day, and I looked at the menu, and I ordered my food, but when I was ordering the food, I asked the waitress, by any chance, do you have any concha meat? And she looked at me and says, wow, how did you know? It's like, how did I know? Is it, yeah, well, we just got it in today. It just came freshly from your neck of the woods. I think it came from Massachusetts. So that thing came on a plane with a lady, and they were making a delicious salad with it. And I'm telling you, I'm sharing this with all of you, that makes a very good sandwich, okay? That concha meat with throw some avocados in it and onions and all that stuff, that makes a very good sandwich and a salad. But, you know, I like bread. I'll put anything on it. But that makes a very delicious one. And it came from your neck of the woods. Now, I ask you, have you ever tasted that?
No, I have not.
Well, you better go around and tell me, Tony, Google. Google where you could get one, a taste of it in your neck of the woods. And I want to know what's your impression with the concha meat. It's nice.
I actually have Googled where you could get it around here, and I came up with nothing.
Oh, come on. I'm sure that I can go over there and probably, if I found it here, and that was the only place here in West Texas that they had it. Okay. Because
I'm
said,
sure
if this is
somewhere in Boston.
I looked and I said, well, if there's about Caribbean cuisines, I want to, you know, they have everything from the fried plantains and all that. But for those people that don't know what I'm talking about, remember, you know the seashells that you blow into and it sounds like a trumpet? Have you seen that in movies? And, you know, a lot of indigenous people will use it, and it sounds, it makes a very, like a deep sound. That
yes, the conch
is what I'm talking about, the animal that lives in there, the crustacean that lives in there. It's delicious. Well, you have to eat that because if we live off substance, we have to feed ourselves. And, you know, that's part of it. If we were much smaller, it would eat us, believe me. If we were living in prehistoric times, we'll be eaten. We'll not be on top of the food chain. So that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, it's nice to talk with you and see that we talk about ghost stories. We have not said one right now.
And no,
almost
we have
like
not.
About 30 minutes to the show. We mentioned about the book, so that's good. And I've mentioned about our young investigators. Well, a good friend of ours, a doll collector, had just received a new doll. Her name is Anaya. And she's sharing information with us that Anaya came with a ghost cat. And found that very interesting. So it's like, did you know, and I asked her, she's right there in the chat room with us, did you know that that was, that attachment came with the doll? She collects haunted dolls. Talk about
yes, she does.
Cool collections. Have you started your collection?
No.
I don't think that.
No, I have no interest in haunted dolls, thank you. I've had enough.
You had enough?
Yes.
Jeez, I thought you were barely starting. But she has.
No, with haunted dolls. I don't want to see a haunted doll.
Okay. God bless you. Many blessings to you, Alenka. You know that the book is going your way. I hope you really much enjoy it. And if you have anything of suggestions with the book club, just let us know. I see that our good friend Linda is typing. Folks, I'm reading the chat room. This is the name original name of this show, the chat room, and it says no. Okay, she denies it. Oh. We're talking about Anaya. It's interesting how people connect with these spirits, these objects, and how they attach to the objects, and how they're
yeah,
able to. She's been using the Echovox. We've been using the Echovox, and by the way, we're right in the process of making a new video. Remember the ping pong monitoring and the ghost of Frank that we talked about? We're not leaving
yes.
in just like a comment. We're pretty much up to the experiment of it. So all of you people out there will, you know, take a listen and know what we're doing. We're also we want to understand the hauntings and. Of course, life will let us go. It will let us get as close as we can. But these are all the questions and mysteries of life. Is something that we will all have the opportunity to discover and know about them. There's no rush, okay, and there's no. Intention to be the ultimate no, nothing. We're very humble with our things, so it will take time. Like any other experiment, it takes time. Just like the experiment of the ghost of Frank, it took time. And just like the people that did the skull experiment, it took time too. Okay.
Yes.
So nothing that we do is going to be rushed. The only thing that we do that is rushed is our radio show. It's almost like a miracle that it's out there. But you know, it's just like one of those things. By the way, you know, I have to say very much thank you for all the support that each and every one of you have given to our production. So it is growing, but growing like for next week, we're going to be changing the way that we tune in. You know that right now we're all logging in to Blog Talk Radio because you see the announcement as soon as the show is up. You receive it through Twitter, maybe you receive it through Facebook. Well, we're going to be doing our show through WLOR. So we'll be connecting to WLOR's website. And there is an app that you can add up to your phone, and it sounds pretty, pretty cool, okay? So as soon as you turn on that app, you start listening to the programming. And that is something that I will want to share with all of you. And I will be doing that. We're right now scheduling my timing. So it will be the same time as the chat room as we're doing this show, only is that it will be through WLOR. Okay? And they have some cool music and other hosts and other DJs too. It's a syndicated radio. And an Apache Radio Network, right now we're supposing, yes, we're on live right now through Apache Radio Network. That's why I have to read up and describe everything that's going on so they know, you know, what we're talking about. So, yes, no rush. The only I rush to get out of bed and start my show. That's the only rush, okay? Sometimes the show is not scheduled. And I put it up there. That's the only rush because I want to be out there by 9 o'clock Mountain Time, which is 11 o'clock your time over there on the East Coast. Just to let people know. You know that people think that you're in the same place that I am?
They do.
Yeah, they say, well, you people are in the same place. No, no, no. Rita's in Massachusetts and I'm here in West Texas. So... and also Ree, and just like the rest of the people in the chat room, she's the voice of the chat room right now as we speak. So any questions that people might have, they'll say, oh, Tony, you just say what you want. No, but sometimes I answer questions too. They don't believe. Okay, Rita, ask me a question. People don't. They're not believing me right now. Ask me a question.
All right. When is your next event, your activity that you're going to be holding?
That's a good question. I don't know yet. No. No. To do the activity, to do these activities, we have to call in and check so many details before going, before even planning. One of the details that we have to check in is the connectivity to internet. Some of these places have Wi-Fi. Other places, like old places, like for example, the Gaston Hotel, they had to do a lot of things for us to do the show. The very first time that we got there, they had to, because the only internet that they had was for their own system. It wasn't kind of like something that the other people could share. It was just through their old system. So they went on to getting Wi-Fi, and everybody has Wi-Fi there now. They went out to getting the setting up a Wi-Fi for the perimeter of the Gaston Hotel. Thanks, we went there. And we said, you know what? After all, we're here, and now we discovered that we can't really do the show because the phone that is in the room, 333, doesn't really make calls for outside, so I couldn't really call outside. If I could have, folks, I would have had all the running around problems that we've had while we were there, but that the phone in that room does not make outside calls, and well, we were able to do it thanks because that's a need. So going to the different places that we're planning to go to has to have the Wi-Fi connection, of course, the permit for us to broadcast through it. Because sometimes we have to get wired up through their routers for us to get it out there. Just like what happened at the Gaston. You heard that thanks to the people of the Gaston Hotel, and I will say his name, Mike Pacheco, which is the maintenance supervisor. He helped us a lot. He was the one that really made it happen. And place that has genuine paranormal activity? I believe so. I believe so. Well, you know, it's not like what you will want to expect, because a lot of people say, oh, the paranormal activity for me is when chairs start flying around the place. And you know, we see this, we see that. There's a lot of other type of paranormal activity that doesn't necessarily have to be linked with a poltergeist or anything like that. There are many different types. So, you know, we're always expecting the most extreme of the paranormal, but it did have. And thanks that we had, and that's why I say to people, that's a good place if you're going to do studies of this type. That is a good place to conduct one of these studies. Why? It's not so much contaminated with the whole stories around it, okay? I think that it's been boosted right now. We've been there, and there's a lot of people that have been going there, but still, it's very kind of like low-key in the paranormal. Not because it hasn't been investigated, and people that have gone there and have left their cameras, they have come up with EVPs like us. They have also seen their cameras being moved while filming and nobody behind it. Yes, that has been. And young Melina said that her father captured three light anomalies, like playing around. You know, I would like to see that. But that place, when we were there in that week, it was very active. We already talked about that. But if I, like I mentioned through the walkthrough, if you're really going to do something over there and you're going to probably want to connect and send it information out, you will have to be very well equipped with Wi-Fi routers and hardwired. Get the longest wire you can get your hands on. Because you will need it. You know, you will need it. I guarantee you that. And expect the unexpected. We thought that everything was running smoothly when we got there, and then it just took me to go upstairs and sit in the restaurant, order food, eat it. By the time I already enjoyed eating and all that and went back downstairs, boom, everything was different. So expect the unexpected when you're trying to broadcast from a place that is already known to have paranormal activity. So we've learned that. So the places will be that. We want to go Arizona, New Mexico, and here in Texas, just, you know, to be around this part of Texas, just to go places around the Southwest. One of the titles of our show is Voices of the Southwest. So you're going to take a listen to that. So remember, WLOR is going to be from next week, okay? And the tuning in to that show is going to be quite different. So we're going to work this out throughout the week and weekend. So what's left, today is Thursday, then Friday, then Saturday, Sunday, but Monday, it's going to be at the same time that we're doing this show, but through WLOR. Why? WLOR. Let me get... I must say that. Thank you for correcting me, Free. You see, it happened so fast, you didn't even notice right there. WLOR. It's going to be live, okay? Through all WLOR. Right. It's different. The sound is better. I hopefully step one. No, the sound is better. The sound is better, but it's gonna be there. And hopefully they have a chat room also, maybe on their website, so you can go check that out. I'm pretty much our show has been aired on WLOR. Okay, so it's not new. The only thing new is that we will be going live. Okay, and then from there, it will be live shows. So if you're all in, and you know, I will miss you guys if you guys don't follow me there. That's gonna be. And then I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna lose sleep. I'm not gonna be, you know, be all depressed and all. Where are my friends? Where are they? I changed, you know. But I really hope and we can share like the good words, the good stories, just like we hitched to some Vikings on the way over. All right, what is that? I see everybody laughing, cracking up over there in the chat room.
Because we're all inviting each other to our houses.
You're all inviting each other to your houses? Oh, see, there's a party going on, huh? That's great. This is cool. So yes, Monday, we start our week with WLOR. So they are helping me out. And they're from the East Coast, too. So you know that all the weather condition over there has been affecting a lot of the services. Till now, I was listening to WLOR, and it seems that everything is running smoothly. But I am scheduled for Mondays, unless changes come through. But Monday, just around this same time, Okay, I got it. I have to respect that. Also, we're transmitting at this time through Unity Radio Network, which is Apache Radio Network. So it's our voice is being heard in Arizona. How about
that's
that, Reese?
Awesome. Uh-huh. Really good.
So we're crossing. We're pretty much covering the Southwest. And another surprise is that remember that we talked about the Spanish show?
Yes.
Not happening. No, really. It is. But we are going to be participating in a big pilgrimage. It's like a march for peace done by indigenous communities in South America. And I think it's South Central America. Yeah. Anyways, I think it's coming from, I'll give you more details to it. But I'm gonna be transmitting and we're gonna be connecting with that march. That's gonna be cool because it's with the indigenous community. And you're all invited.
Oh, very cool.
Okay. You're all invited. We have also spoken about hauntings and all that. That's the curious. They listen to the show, so you're going to meet new people as we evolve with our show, and as we evolve with our show, we're going to go to new places also. So it's a blessing to have each and every one of you with us, because that's the reason why we do the show. You know, it's not like nobody's listening to us right now. Of course, at least I have you listening. I know that, and people there in the chat room. So, yeah. Thank you very much. That was a good question. What was the question anyway? I kind of like forgot. Where places are we going? That was a good one. I like that one. I like that question a lot. So, I haven't spoke to the microphone yet. Did you see the pictures that I posted with the interview that I did with Lisa Shackelford?
Yes, we did.
You saw that picture? You saw me with the microphone and all?
Yes.
You saw me with the microphone?
I did.
Okay. Well, I used my phone really to do that interview. The microphone kind of like really sucked it. Really didn't. I was just like... But you can tell that I didn't take that picture. That was Gloria Villa took that picture. But yeah, we're working on it. We're working on the sound and all that.
I did do a sound. It's a prop. It's for looks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That happened for real. But it was just for the, it was not just posing for the picture. I didn't know that picture was taken. And also video was taken too.
Oh,
so,
pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty cool. Video was taken and it was not, yeah, we're really working ourselves out there to document the things that we're doing so that we can take a look at it at a later time and enjoy the interviews when all is said and done. You know, that nothing lasts forever. So as long as we have the good spirit and good health to do all these shows, we're going to keep on doing them.
Awesome.
We're not Superman. Oh, yeah. So, in a way, we're going to take a travel, and we're going to go to South America with indigenous people there and supporting their march for peace.
Great. You'll
and
have to give
so,
everybody the link or the invite.
What did I just say?
You invited
give you the
everybody,
link.
But we need all the
I'm inviting
links
everybody.
To the show.
I'm inviting everybody, and I will be sharing the links. This is where it gets to the part where we will start creating our website, which is just one page, of course, connected to the Facebook, so that way you know that where we'll be going to different places. You'll know where and. For making it more easy just to click and start listening. Because one thing that I like when we do this type of things is that it's not just what I say. It's not just my opinion of things. Okay. This cannot just be like a one-way street with an opinion. When we're talking either about anything that is out there. We do shows that... are known for the paranormal, but we do talk about other things. And as we talk about other things, it's not only I want, you know, it's not just what I say, it's what he says, what she says, and what they can bring as far as information. So we're keeping it that way. That's why I like the moments that you call in and you're part of the show. Because of course I need also a lot of feedback from how is it going. I think it's just the way our culture is, you know. It's just the thing that not just us, but it's many people are just like, no, I'm just like the only person here because I'm the superstar of this. No, I don't have that kind of mentality. But so everyone in the chat room, each and every one of you is very important to keep producing the chat room and to keep producing Ghost Trackers. Ghost Trackers more because it requires so much approvals and you know to do the stories and the setting up equipment and we're out there and it's going out there. So I'm going to have a few solo trips coming up, and that's the only thing that's kind of like freaking me out a little bit.
How is that
Why?
Freaking you out?
Well, because I have to make a reservation, and I might have to make a flight reservation. You know, I book myself on a plane and then the hotel, and the thing is the how to get myself to the hotel and then how to get myself back and from the to the airport and back on the plane, and when I get back over here back to my house, it's a lot of things.
Well, yes, you could rent a car from the airport, have a car waiting.
I don't
want to
rent a car. No. Some of these, you know, I'm doing this on my own dime. Some of these things, the events don't pay. I can't
well,
be spending
if you know
money
somebody,
like that.
If you know somebody in that area, you could get in touch with them and see if they would gladly pick you up and
well,
bring you to
that's
your
the
hotel.
Thing. That's good advice, but most places that I'm going to, I don't know nobody. That's good. What am I telling you? It's freaking me out a little bit, but I'm going to do it. Remember what I told you? I told you about Browns Mountain, the Browns
yes.
Mountain Light. I'm
yes.
keeping my word on two of those things. But I'm thinking, I've never been there. How would I even get Wi-Fi? Even if I get a phone signal, it'll be okay. I'll probably do it through my phone, like I'm doing this right now. But we are keeping our word on places to go to. So all you know, it's for real. It's for real. It's that. And if it's a place like out of the country, even more. Oh, no, definitely I need to have somebody on the other end of say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go pick up Tony. Thank
Ooh.
You.
Well, I know some people in North Carolina.
You know, even if I go to North Carolina or, why you mentioned North Carolina?
That's where the Browns lights are.
Oh, you see? You see, if you hadn't mentioned that, I would have gone somewhere else. Stress level have gone to red right now. I'm telling you. If you had, well, there you go. Thank you. You know that I could have gone to another state looking for those lights. Thanks. Thanks a lot for that one. So, yeah, we will be doing that. When I say me and my good spirits, we will be going to a different locations with the idea of listening to the good stories and sharing it with you. So it's fun. When you say where, I'm definitely we sticking with the Southwest, but to opportunity to go to other places that are very well known for these things. And yes, remember that we have our stories too. Many people have questions. It's, what do you think about this? Well, then we'll have the opportunity to answer questions also. And if I start crafting, I'll be like Santa Claus. You see me with that red bag that has all my little goodies right there, and I'm helping. I'll set a blanket on the floor. I don't need a table all the time. I can sit on the floor. I don't mind sitting on the floor. If I sat on tables, I'll use anything as a chair. The whole floor will be my table. You better not step on my things. If you break, you pay for it. That's the way to sell, Tony. So yeah, it's we plan on doing that as we move on and as we evolve. But really, this show is just is also to let you guys know that we will be live through these stations, so that it's a good thing that we, you know, for example, you that has always been on the chat room to kind of like give me that feedback. We already ran a couple of tests, so people don't know that I broadcast at late night. When I mean late night, I mean late night. Okay,
yeah.
Late night. And the good thing is this, you hear the show now, I can't do two Blog Talk radios in the same day, but I can do this show plus two other shows in the same day if I want to, because they'll go on to different stations, of course with different names. The same voice, though. The same voice. Just different titles, but the same voice. You say, isn't this the show chat room? No, this is the other show. The chat room is the other one. It sounds the same. Oh, I'm sorry. The same host. Well, yeah. But it's Thursday, okay? We're very close to this weekend. And you guys over there, stay warm, okay? And stay inside if you don't have to go out. If you have to go out, I hope you have a good shovel with you. Anyway, you have a good friend over here saying hi to you, and you're always being my prayers. Thanks a lot, Ree, for being on the chat room today.
You're very welcome.
And all of you beautiful people out there, and Alenka, your book is on the way. Linda, I would like to chat with you more about the experiences that you're going through. And all of you people, Blog Talk Radio and Apache Radio Network, be blessed, okay? Be safe. and goodbye.